It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Everybody should get information about the Green Bay Packers from Jason Wilde every day of the year. All you have to go is WisconsinOnDemand.com, and there's Jason Wilde. You hit that, you'll be smarter, and you will be able to hear everything he says. And there are like a million different ways he's on with all the different shows and podcasts, and I'm probably missing something. Good afternoon, Jason.
Hey, Homer, how are you?
I am awesome. And how are you, Jason?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for asking.
You bet. All right, people talk today. Wednesday's the day. Yeah. What did they say? What jumps out for you?
Well, both Jordan Love and Malik Willis were limited in practice. Do I think that Jordan Love is going to start on Sunday? I absolutely do. But he did say that his elbow is still sore. He does no longer have the numbness in his throwing hand, which is obviously great. But, you know, it's one of those games and one of those matchups where, and look, the Eagles have their own challenges, right? I mean, Jalen Hurts will have gone 21 days between games. So it's not like everything's hunky-dory for them either. But the bottom line is that you'd love to have Jordan Love fully healthy, and he's not going to be 100%. Will he be healthy enough? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
The fact that his elbow is still sore. Now, is he going to be 90%, 85%? I mean, he's not going to be out there, you know, like he was in that Vikings game when he first came back from the knee injury, or when he was hobbling his way to the sideline after he injured his groin in Jacksonville. But yeah, I don't think he'll be, you know, absolutely, positively, 100%.
So if he doesn't play well, is it appropriate to then say part of it was the injury or not?
Sure. I mean, I don't know what percentage I would pin it on. And again, let's see how he plays. But look, he's not going to be 100%. Now, most of these guys aren't going to be 100% at this point in the year anyway. But the quarterback, it's a little different. And if it's your throwing arm, it's definitely different, right? If it was his left elbow, I don't know.
I'm going to listen to you. I don't know where do you think he's going to suffer, if in any way, as a result of the injury?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that his accuracy hasn't been all that star-spangled awesome of late to begin with. So now you add that complicating factor in, and who knows? Is it any worse? Does it get any better? Like, I just don't know what to expect from him. But, you know, they're playing it coy as if there's a chance. You know, we don't know, and he was limited, and LaFleur does that limited song.
Yeah, tell LaFleur I'd like him to spend more time on clock management than being coy with the media about the health of his quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. So, I think he'll be fine.
Yep.
Whether fine is good enough, though, that's another matter. So, we'll see, but you know, the fact that both he and Malik Willis, who banged his thumb on somebody's helmet on that 41-yard completion to Malik Heath in the game. I mean, I think that that's a, you know, it's not ideal to have both those guys dealing with issues as they go into the game. And in a game where you're going to have to be, if not perfect, at least on point, you're definitely going to, you would like those guys to both be healthy.
How about the what the quarterback said, coach said, or what anybody said that you want to mention at the top of your list or near the top?
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the things that LaFleur said, and I don't want to lose, you know, we're focused on the quarterbacks, obviously. But if we're looking at what they've done against the run, they've been really good against the run, and they're about to face Saquon Barkley, and they're about to do it possibly without T.J. Slayton, who, you know, the guys that stuff the run are not hugely popular in terms of getting a lot of attention, but he's a key piece of that. And they're seventh against the run in terms of yards per game, but third in yards per play allowed. So they've been good against the run. And Saquon Barkley, obviously, has run for 2,000 yards. So you would certainly like your run defense to be on point. Right, and I'm not sure that's going to be the case.
What is his injury? I just thought he's just not going to practice because he's tired.
No,
and
No, he injured his ankle in the game. So now LaFleur said that Slayton, you know, could, he's got enough reps. He could just, they could just rest him all week and then have him not, not play, and then just have him play on Sunday. But again, I don't know what their plan will be as they go through the final, the full week of practice. He didn't practice today. Certainly doesn't sound like he's going to practice tomorrow. And if he doesn't practice on Friday, are they still going to play him? Again, sounds like Matt LaFleur is willing to do that. And I'm not saying that this tilts the field completely in the Eagles' direction. And if you were playing a different running back, I don't know if I would spend a portion of my time with you focusing on DJ Slayton. But the fact of the matter is they're going against Saquon Barkley, who ran for 300 yards or 2,000 yards in 16 games. So, you know, you can't – the idea of not having him, then we're talking about the offense without Christian Watson. I'm not trying to make excuses for him. I'm just saying I feel like this team kind of needs everything to fall into place. They need Quay Walker to be healthy enough to play. They need Evan Williams to be healthy enough to play in order to win this game, because I don't think they're as good as the Eagles. So if they don't have those pieces, I think that makes it an even taller order than I already thought it was.
Am I correct in assuming that because Philly is going to stop the run, that the beginning of the game we're going to see some play-action passes more than you would think instead of running the ball in the first possession or first two possessions, and a significant number of those to Tucker Kraft? Or am I just dreaming?
Look, I think that certainly Tucker Kraft has to be a major piece of what they're trying to do in order for their offense to be productive. I think the biggest thing is whether the Eagles are hell-bent on stopping Josh Jacobs or not, they have to figure out a way to run the ball effectively. And I think they're going to be focused on that. I think they're going to want to be able to get him rolling, and they want to get him early. One of the parts of this that I'm curious about is whether or not they can take advantage if the Eagles want to stop Jacobs. Are they going to be able to take advantage with their passing game? Because their passing game has been out of sync the last two games. We talked about Love's inaccuracy earlier. You throw in the combination of that with his injury, how accurate is he going to be? They're missing Watson. I mean, it just feels a little bit like, you know, if the Eagles want to say, if you guys can beat us with your quarterback and without Christian Watson, go ahead, because we're not letting Josh Jacobs dictate this game. And the Eagles defense has played extremely well this season. And they not only finished number one in the league in total defense, but they were, you know, in top 10 in run defense. They were number one against the pass. They didn't give up very many big plays. So the Packers not only aren't going to be able to throw the ball deep to Christian Watson because he's not there, but even if they had him, the Eagles don't give up a lot of big plays down the field. So there's just a lot of challenges that they're facing. And their best players that they have at their disposal are Josh Jacobs, offensively, Josh Jacobs, Tucker Kraft. They got to get Jaden Reed going again because he's largely been a non-factor during the second half of the season, even though he led them in receptions. And they're going to have Romeo Doubs back. He was back from being sick for Sunday's game. You know, they need him to kind of rise to the occasion as well. And then I think quietly over the last several weeks, I think Dontavian Wicks has played pretty good football for them. So maybe he can have kind of a breakout game for them as well.
In all the discussion about Jordan Love, I haven't heard Tom Clement's name been brought up. He still is a coach, right?
Yeah.
So it seemed to me if there was one person in the world I would want to talk to about Jordan Love's performance as a quarterback, it would be him. Am I wrong? I know he doesn't say much.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't talked to him in a while. Whether or not he's able to be, whether he's helping Jordan Love with his accuracy, obviously that's part of his job, but we haven't gotten to ask him why he thinks Love has been less accurate. The last time we talked to him about a month ago, was in that stretch of five games where Love was playing really well, right? And he hadn't thrown any interceptions. His passer rating was up. It was starting to look statistically a lot like the stretch he went on late last season. So I don't know. I don't know why he's been – I asked Love about his inaccuracy today. Let me call up the quote, his answer to me, because, you know, it's one of those things that stands out. You know, it's basically dropped by – about 5% over the last two games compared to the previous five before that. It's everything. It's footwork, the timing of the play, being on the same page with receivers, the fundamentals as you're throwing the ball, making sure everything's on point. There's a lot of things that play into that, but it comes down to just being locked in on the details. I mean, you know.
I would ask you, others have said it, I just don't want, but it does seem that he passes more off the back foot, going back instead of stepping into it. But I don't support my own opinion much because I don't watch it that much, but I've seen people bring it up and then I've watched, and maybe he's always done that. Have you thought of that ever?
I have thought about the fact that there are times when he gets loose with his fundamentals and doesn't step into throws. At the same time, you know, it's sometimes that's based on pressure. Sometimes that's based on when the window opens and maybe he sees something that he throws it at a time where he wasn't planning on throwing. I mean, it's a complicated deal, but the bottom line is that when you step into your throws and you, aren't throwing off your back foot or you're not throwing off balance, that's why coaches stress that stuff so much. And certainly that has not been as good as it was at different points during his hot streak. There's no doubt about it.
All right. Is there anything you want to explore between now and the game on Sunday? Or is it, we got it. Let's see how they do. Or is there something left for you?
Well, I mean, there's a few things. I mean, you know, first of all, if we're looking at, you know, how this team matches up with the Eagles, you know, I'm thinking on the defensive side of the ball, you've got to be able to contain a quarterback who is coming off a concussion, so maybe he won't run as much, but who is mobile and can run and has done it to you before. We all remember 363 a few years ago. I know you love that stat. A running back who ran for 2,000 yards, and two really good wide receivers and a really good tight end. So they got weapons galore. So that's part of it, right? And their secondary, I think Carrington Valentine's playing really well, and we all know Xavier McKinney's a really good player, but again, are they going to be able to handle all the different challenges that the Eagles present offensively? That's one of the things that I'm focused in on. You know, on the flip side of it, I talked about whether they can get Josh Jacobs going even if the Eagles – if I'm the Eagles, that's everything starts with stopping him. And so I don't know if they'll have the answers. But the one thing that I'm curious about, and some of the guys talked about it today, is, you know, they're a young team. We love to talk about how they don't know what they don't know. But they do have the feather in their cap of last year going to Dallas, people not thinking, or many people anyway, not thinking they could go out and win. And they did. And they can lean on that and say, hey, nobody's given us a chance this week against these guys. Nobody gave us a chance against the Cowboys last year. We can do this. Whether or not that actually comes to fruition, you know, we'll have to wait and see.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, Homer, take care. Be good.
Jason Woolley, all Packers all the time. You go to the WisconsinOnDemand.com. You hit Jason Woolley, and you can listen to everything, every show, every podcast, and be smarter, much smarter, about the Green Bay Packers. He's not next, but soon, TVV. How confident is he? I am next.